News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A huge sell-off today on Wall Street. Triple-digit losses for the major indexes. The Dow is off by more than 700 points in late-day trading.
This is a very good afternoon. A very good afternoon. Today, we're bringing on Paul, Evan, also Vladimir.
The United States and Russia have completed their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history, with three Americans and a green card holder freed from Russian jails. President Biden worked on the deal for months.
The feat of diplomacy and friendship.
More from our Haya Penjwani.
Moscow released U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with Russian critic Vladimir Kara-Murza and Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty journalist Alsu Kurmasheva. It was a multinational deal that officials say set 24 people free.
In Lebanon, the leader of Hezbollah's warning of a new phase in fighting with Israel, now that two top Hamas commanders have been killed, presumably by Israeli forces.
Thank you, Lord, for her eyes.
Former Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is being laid to rest today in Houston. She died of cancer last month at the age of 74. A wildfire on the edge of Metro Denver is getting closer and closer to homes. 600 evacuations have been ordered in that area. One person died this week in a fire in Lyons, Colorado. And the Park Fire in California rages on. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing an emergency fuel waiver to get more gas supplies into the Midwest. Storms last month forced the closure of a refinery in Illinois. Olympics news, Simone Biles did it. The oldest champ in all-around gymnastics in decades.
I like sexes from my ex.
Rapper Cardi B is announcing she's pregnant and divorcing her husband. This is AP News. British authorities are monitoring demonstrations that follow the stabbing deaths of three children at a dance school this week.
Scores of protesters descended in London on Wednesday, tussling with police, fueled by false online rumours in the aftermath of a knife attack in which three young girls were killed. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has summoned British police chiefs for a crisis meeting. The attack on children at a Taylor Swift-themed summer holiday dance class has been used by far-right activists to stoke anger at immigrants and Muslims. The 17-year-old suspect is not an immigrant, and his religion has not been disclosed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Remember the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? It started 10 years ago and in Boston. Dozens of people, including the Massachusetts governor, dumped ice water on themselves, raising money to fight Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.